Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour of Taunton, and we are at Mambo's for their Family Fun Day. Craig, who have you caught up with?
Yeah, with me is Laura from Mambo's. Laura, what's your role here?
I've recently started and I'm working as the marketing and events manager.
Okay, so what's the reason for putting on a Family Fun Day today?
Well, Mambo is really keen to start doing, be seen as being more of a family-friendly place. And we're really keen to sort of get the kids along and do something for them on the bank holiday.
Okay, because actually there's a lot of space here. Jason, for the first time, actually came into Mambo's and he came up the stairs and was like, wow, there's so much space here. So it's a really good way of trying to utilise it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm at the gardens here, absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, it's the middle of summer. Why not do something fun for all the families in that round Taunton?
Yeah, well, the weather's actually in your favour. Hopefully it will stay that way. So what have you started to organise for today?
Well, today we have a fantastic circus skills performer coming down to teach the kids loads of new things and tricks, which they can join in with. We also have the lovely Kat from Kat Creations. She's one of the UK's top face painters down here. And we also have the colouring clinic, which allows the kids to get creative and pick up their pencils and get scribbling.
Oh yeah, Jason needs a bit of practice with staying in the lines. So what time is this running up until?
It's from 12 till 5 tonight, and we will also be running it from 12 to 5 tomorrow.
12 to 5 tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
So is that going to have the same circus and the face painter?
We have a different face painter in tomorrow, the lovely Clemency, and she is wonderful. So apart from that, it's the circus skills again, the colouring clinic. We also have a bubble machine and lots of ice lollies for dogs.
Well, when the weather gets hot, that's absolutely perfect. So do you plan to have more of these in the future then?
Yes, definitely. It's something we'd like to look into doing more of going forward. And, you know, today is the first time we have done this. So it's a little bit of a wait and see. But we're hoping that lots of people come along and enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about getting the message out there, letting people know what's going on and telling them to come on down and experience it. Because if you're anything like Jason and you haven't really come through the front door, then you don't really know what's behind it during the day. And I've got to say, it's absolutely wonderful.
It is indeed, yes. So if you're looking where to find Mambo's, and it's in between Devonman's and the Ever stores, just make sure you make your way down through the gates. Then you can follow the bubbles, because I've noticed there's a few bubbles going out onto the street, which is fantastic. We keep getting attacked by them. So yeah, make sure you come down to Mill Lane at Mambo's and see what's going on. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig out and about for the World Tour of Taunton.
Yes, we're a little bit hidden away at Mill Lane today because we're at Mambo's for their family day. And we've just been speaking to Laura, who was talking about how she wants to reinvent Mambo's to be a family-friendly venue. Because obviously Mambo's, everyone comes here of an evening, of a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening. But actually we want to add a bit more family-friendly to it.
So why don't you make your way down to Mill Lane and enjoy some of the family-friendly entertainment that's on today. There's Circus Skills, which look so exciting and it looks so thrilling to be part of.
And a top face painter from the UK will be here at Mambo's.
Yes, looking forward to that. I'm going to see if I can get Craig's face painted. What would you like your face painted today as, Craig?
Dinosaur.
I knew you were going to say a dinosaur. Very random. Make your way down to Mill Lane and Mambo's for their family fun day and joining the entertainment. There's loads to do, and also there's great food and a chance of a drink for an adult as well. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason and Craig at Mambo's for their family fun weekend. And Craig, you've been doing a bit of colouring in so far.
Yes, I have. Look at that. It looks particularly neat. I kept well within the lines.
Yeah, just to explain, there is a giant colouring in board. There's a robot and I think it's kind of like a fairy tree which you can colour in. And Craig has done a mammoth job of colouring in one leaf at the very top. In green, well done.
I just have to put my stamp on it somewhere, you know what I'm like.
There's loads to do for the family down here. There's circus skills, there's face painting, there's colouring in, and if you're an adult you can have a spot of lunch and also a wee bevy while your children have a bit of fun at Mambo's. Make sure you make your way down. It's in Mill Lane in the heart of Taunton, so easy to find in between Devonman's and the Ever shops. Just find your way down the lane and walk through the great arch which says Mambo's. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason out and about for the World Tour of Taunton, and we are here at Mambo's for their Family Fun Day.
Yeah, down here at Mill Lane, of course, helping, trying to promote a more family-friendly feel to the place. With me is James. Hi, James.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So why do you think it's important to kind of add a family-friendly feel to this place?
Well, Mambo's been in Taunton and quite successful for many years, but it's never really extended its reach to families and beyond, and it's got such a great outside with gardens and with the weather being so great today. We thought the August bank holiday, let's do a family fun day, and it's a part of what we'll look to do more of, particularly in the daytimes, in the course of the next few months.
So James, tell us a little bit about your connection to Mambo's.
My connection goes back probably to 2001, when I was an acquisitions director for the time Eldridge Pope, which were a big brewer, and I tried to buy Mambo for them many times, but got beaten to the punch by a company called Ann Street Brewery. So they took it on and called it as Miller's Wine Bar and traded it for a few years. And then when I left Eldridge Pope, I bought it for my own business and called it Mambo back in 2007. I sold it in late summer last year, but the benefactor that bought it is a very, very close friend of mine and is an Indian and lives in India, so I run it on his behalf in the UK.
Sounds amazing. So what has the journey like been for you over the last few years?
It's been taking a business that was always in a unique situation because it's right in the heart of the town. Beautiful, part listed, part not listed. The area we're standing on now, and I know we're on radio, is a part of an ancient monument. When I took Mambo, this was a derelict, overgrown garden. You couldn't see the castle wall, you couldn't see anything. We took this and we have a separate lease here from the Ancient Monument Trust in Taunton, and we converted it to a garden. Interesting enough, we can't dig down because there's bodies underneath us, so we've had to come up in that regard. But yeah, the journey, Mambo, is to take it from being a pretty unique site to a big part of what Taunton can offer.
So it seems like it's got many aspects, many elements that you could play on. You know, you mentioned like the bodies underneath, so you could have like Halloween could be a big thing.
Halloween's going to be massive this year.
Halloween's going to be massive, right? Looking forward to that. Now, yeah. So what plan for the future of Mambo's?
To make it more dimensional, to upgrade it to the point we've made a considerable investment so far this summer. Back in May, we've invested probably around £20,000 in upgrading some of the furnishings and some of the back of house equipment, particularly in the kitchen. We've got a major investment plan, subject some planning, with an outside all-weather canopy, which will give us all-year-round use of this outside space. We've invested in a new kitchen team, which start with a vengeance in September. All local, but all very good, well-known guys and girls. And it is our intention to develop the food to a much more serious, bigger part of what Mambo does. So as though Mambo has got a very good, very popular reputation for its weekend night times, my ambition is to develop the same, build on that, but add the daytimes and the mid-afternoon and early week to that.
So the future sounds like it's going to be incredibly busy. So what's the workforce behind it like?
Well, it's a more focused team than it ever was, because when I sold the business back last year, it was a part of a big group, and therefore it had the sort of obvious area management structure, operational management structure, whereas now actually the guy that bought it, me, is running it with a very good team. We've got a very good management team here, Claire, Jake, Becky. So we have a very good departmental structure. The only thing we were missing really was food and promotions. Laura joined us literally only 3 weeks ago from Glastonbury, and she heads up our marketing team, and that's a sign of the investment that we're putting into events. Halloween, as you touched on, is going to be massive. We've got Katie Price, aka Jordan, coming down here to do a bit of a DJ set and a meet and greet, and we're going to dress the venue for 3 days, seriously dress the venue. All the staff will be face painted, dressed up. There'll be some serious horror films going on in here over Halloween.
I think it sounds absolutely awesome. Now, for Jason, I mean, this was like the first time he's actually come through, you know, the arches of Mambo's through here. He was pleasantly surprised, actually. What was your expectation like in when you came in? What is it like now?
I think everybody knows Mambo's for its nightlife, but I was kind of expecting it to be more of a nightclub. But there were so many different levels and beautiful. And we were quite awesomely taken by the AstroTurf. Very, very, very non-kind of interested.
Local company supplied that. Lazy Lawn Taunton, I'll let you know. We always try and use local suppliers.
And I'm amazed at how many different levels there are and the wonderful outdoor atmosphere. And it's been so pleasant this morning. It's been brilliant.
So the different parts around Mambo's, are they available for private hires then?
Definitely. We have several outside areas of which you've seen. We have the Shirrock Lounge, which is at the back of Mambo in the old listed building, quaint. We private hire that for special events, cocktail masterclasses, all those sorts of things. We have a shisha guy that comes on a Friday and Saturday, but non-tobacco, purely fruit shishas, but they're made out of fine wine and high-end spirit bottles like Chirac and Blue Goose, and they're available in the back area in the garden. So yeah, people can book areas, book parties, reserve themselves on guest lists, queue jump, all those sorts of things are available.
And so with so much going on and with the bookings, people can stay up to date using Facebook, social media and things like that. You've got an active Facebook page?
Active Facebook page, active Twitter, active Instagram. Our website's www.mambo.uk.com, and that directs you straight to live feeds on Facebook and Twitter.
At the weekends, in the evenings, you have DJs. Do you have any special DJs coming up?
We've got our own residential lineup, which is an ever-changing DJs, and we hope that Tone FM will come back and join that lineup in due course. But going forward, we've got some celebrities. Every month, we'll have a celebrity DJ. So, for example, that kicks off this weekend with August Bank Holiday. The futuristic Polar Bears are here tonight. They're on tour. They've just got back from Ibiza last night and are driving here as we speak. On Sunday, we have Michael Hassini and his DJ Matthias. And Michael Hassini is one of the characters in Only Wears Essex, quite popular. He's here doing a DJ set and a meet and greet tomorrow, Sunday. And then at the end of September, we have Simon Webb of Blue Flame, Fame, and he's again doing a DJ set. Dame Bowers following him, then Katie Price, and then after that, Colin Francis, who's a bit of the famous for the Marbella sessions and Ministry of Sound. So yeah, we're looking to put a major name every month alongside some very good local talent for our lineup Wednesday through to Saturday.
And event-wise, what's the calendar looking like?
Well, kicking off with today and tomorrow's event for the Family Fun Day, which is, we talked earlier, is a bit of a diversion from what we normally do. We've got some great themed events coming up. We've got a medieval banquet due coming in November. We've got a Greek night where we'll be smashing plates and doing all sorts of things, all food-focused, all with entertainment afterwards. And over Christmas, we've got a special office works due on the 9th with Colin Francis, who's hosting that, and there'll be all sorts of food themes and packages going with that, and into the new year, Valentine's Day and all those sorts of things. So yeah, there'll be a whole calendar. Go on the website or go onto Twitter and it'll keep you informed.
James, it's been a pleasure. You're going to be very busy over the next few months, so well done.
I hope so. Thanks ever so much for coming.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Craig and Jason at Mambo's for their Family Fun Day. Of course, it's the world tour of Taunton. Craig is in a hot seat. Where are you, Craig, and what are you up to?
I know. Do you know what? I'm being the biggest kid here. I absolutely love it. So I'm going to be having my face painted by the amazing Kat. Now, Kat was just telling me earlier on that actually she's one of the best in the country, and her work has taken her around the world. Kat, what would you say has been the highlight of your career?
Ooh, well, there's actually something I'm doing at the moment that I can't talk about, but it's for a TV with a very nice celebrity who's, I can't say. That's been very good, but also I've got to go to places like Hong Kong and New Zealand and just the people I've met and the things that I've done, and yeah, love it. But there's so great stuff in the UK as well.
How did you find out that you had a talent for it and it was something that you wanted to do as a job?
Well, I had an art degree originally, but then I went on to do a science degree and I was teaching science. And I left schools to teach in zoos, and they had a face painter, and one day I kind of said, can I have a go? And that was it. So from there I started doing the odd thing for friends and started winning competitions when they sent pictures in, and eventually they said, well, you're winning all this, why don't you do it for a job? So it's been fun.
And then, hey Binga, and how long have you been doing that now?
Ooh, getting on for 16 years.
Wow. And are you local then? Because I know you say your work takes you all over the place, but where are you from?
At the moment, we just moved from Norfolk to Midsummer Norton about 5-6 months ago, so I'm sort of new to the area, but I did do my PGCE in Bristol, and I used to teach field studies in Dorset, so I do know around here quite well.
Hey, well, welcome.
Thank you.
So, what your kit, it's amazing. So how much would all this cost?
Oh, easily several hundred pounds. The little split cakes I use, which are sort of about, what, an inch long and a couple of centimetres wide with several colours in them, those are about £10 each. I mean, they will last a while. It depends how busy I am. I used to be full-time at a place in Norfolk painting about 150 faces a day, and I could get through several of those a day as well as bits of all the other colours. But, yeah, it just depends how much you paint and what you do. But it's worth getting because the good stuff's nicer to skin, it looks better, it washes off easier. It's not the cheap stuff that you get in supermarkets. And
sounds amazing. So if you have young ones out there that just want an amazing piece of artwork on their face, come down to Mambo's on Mill Lane. Come and see Kat. Come and have a look at what she's got. You can see the work that she's previously done. It's just amazing. So I'm going to have my Somerset Rocks kind of sunflower kind of face painted.
I think that's going to be awesome. And the best part is the activities at Mill Lane and, of course, Mambo's is free today. So you can have your face painted by a national winner and celebrity kind of... We can put an endorsement. We'll get the name of the celebrity later on. But you can have some fantastic face painting done here at Mambo's free of charge.
Yeah, and just to remind you, there's a lot more. There's colour. There's a massive picture which you can colour in. You can practice your circus skills. And there's food and there's drink available here. So it's the place to be.
It certainly is. Make your way down to Mill Lane and Mambo's for exciting family fun as Craig gets his Somerset Rock sunflower painted on his face for tonight, so you'll be able to spot him in the crags. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is Craig and Jason out for the World Tour of Taunton. We've ended up on Mill Lane for the family day, and with me is Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello there.
Yes, I thought I was doing this one. I'll take the mic off you. Hi, Laura. It's been a fantastic day, loads of things going on and loads of face painting. And I believe you've changed tactics now and you're face painting on the streets of Taunton.
Yes, they are. They are outside.
Yes, you must have a look, because Mill Lane is slightly off of the High Street, as in it's just around the corner, and some people pass by not knowing what is here and having been here for the first time. It's fantastic, all the stuff that you're doing here today and the wonderful facilities you've got and the different levels. I love the different levels that you go up as you explore the area. And the face painting is up on the very top tier level, where you can have anything painted on your face. Craig, are you still looking for face painting?
Yeah, I'll have my face painted. Maybe the Tone FM logo go or something on the side of my face. What do you think?
Anything that covers up your face would be useful, I think. Laura, what's the plans? Any more events like this planned? I know there's tomorrow, obviously, as well.
Yes, Sunday we are doing this all again, so please come down and see us. It'll be a great day. But going forward, we would love to be able to do more of these things in Taunton. It's something we think would go down very well here. And hopefully it'll be a great success.
Yes, and the contrast between Mambo's at night and Mambo's during the day is two complete opposites. It's family-friendly food and entertainment here during the daytime, so make sure you make your way down. Craig, final words. Tonight there is, of course, Somerset Rocks, and we're heading out there, not officially, unofficially, and we'll be in the crowds, won't we?
Yeah, Somerset Rocks last night was just phenomenal. Status Quo rocked the park. Vivery is stunning this time of year as well. So to have Scouting for Girls, Will Young, a little bit later on at Vivery Park, it's an amazing. Taunton is definitely the place to be at the moment.
It certainly is. And if you're looking for somewhere for a bite to eat before you go to Somerset Rocks, then where should they head?
Mambo.
Exactly. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.